Doctors at the Institute of Clinical and Experimental Medicine in Prague have reason to celebrate. In December, they performed the first ever combined heart and lung transplant in the Czech Republic, and their patient is now well on the road to recovery. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The past 7 years have not been good for 49-year-old Lea Mečírová. In the year 2000, doctors informed her that she had a congenital heart defect that had seriously damaged her lungs. Her only hope of living a normal life was combined heart and lung transplant surgery, an operation that had never been performed in this country. As it turned out, she became the first Czech patient to have it done in the Czech Republic. The better part of last year she spent in hospital as her condition deteriorated, waiting for the right donor. When the moment finally arrived on December the 22nd, the surgical team led by the head of the cardio centre, Professor Jan Pirk, started a complicated 8-hour operation to save her life.
It is a very challenging operation because first you have to remove both lungs and the heart and be ready for transplant the organs from donor. But the main problem is a lack of donors because it's not only the blood group, but the very important is the proper size of the chest of the patient. And this is very, very difficult to find the good donor.
The team of Czech specialists had previously travelled to Vienna to watch and assist Austrian surgeons during operations on Czech patients. The 8-hour surgery on their first patient was undertaken simultaneously in 2 operating theatres, with half of the team working to extract the organs from the donor and the other half extracting those from the patient's body and putting the new ones in place. The operation was successful, and last week a smiling Lea Mečírová was first allowed to meet with the press. She turned up wearing a T-shirt with a diagram of the heart and lungs so journalists could see precisely what she'd had transplanted. In December, she had only a few more months to live. Now, she said she was ready to take up her old life once again.
I'm feeling very well indeed, and to give you a better idea, I'd say that it's like lugging around a truckload of sand and then having that weight suddenly taken off you.
This weekend, Lea was finally released from hospital and will only be back for regular checkups. Her recovery has given fresh hope to others who need similar surgery. According to Professor Pirk, that's 2 to 3 checks a year. How soon the next transplant can take place depends on how soon the hospital can find the right donor.